Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Get Real, hosted by us. I am BM.
I'm Ashley.
And I'm Peniel.
And this is where we get honest about all the ups and downs of young adulthood, but from our perspective.
Our perspective.
Today, we're talking about cheating.
Cheating.
Yep. Cheaters. Whether it's in school or in relationships, we can all agree that they're trash.
Trash.
But what's been our personal experiences with them, or maybe even being them. If there's anything you guys want to hear on our take, interact with us on our socials or comment under the show's videos on youtube.com/divepods. Make sure to subscribe.
Yeah.
Also subscribe to the podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Leave a review on Apple Podcasts so more people can know about our show and join in on the fun.
Five star reviews.
Did you see all the reviews from before?
Yeah.
All five.
So
all
good.
Yeah. You don't want to be left out.
Wow, let's get straight into it. Have you guys ever cheated in school?
Not the question I was expecting, but…
Yeah.
We'll start with the light cheating.
Yeah. Hasn't of course. Everyone?
And this isn't really cheating, but you know like… When you want to listen to music or something in class. Mm-hmm. And you like have the hoodie on. So you just put it through. With like the hoodie.
Oh yeah, I did that a lot.
I had long hair. So I didn't need a hoodie then.
Yeah.
It would just get covered by my hair.
Yeah. The classes where you really didn't give a shit about what the teachers were saying.
That or you like put it through your sleeve. And you just look like you're like leaning on your hand. Have you ever done that?
No.
Yeah.
No, but I was like the master of texting without looking at my phone. You remember back when we had T9? I would just like be paying attention and I would like text all my friends like… And I would just look at the teacher and I would like get it all right.
Yeah. Damn. Like when it was like the nine number and you had to like ABC. You had to click three times for the C. Damn.
No. T9. You don't know T9?
What's T9?
So it's like… It pretty much like predicts what word… Like the phone things you're using.
But
like, yeah.
It's like autocorrect on the old phones, right?
Kind of. Yeah, kind of-ish.
Yeah.
So it's like if you want to spell hi, it's like… Yeah. I don't know. But you just push like… You know how it's like ABC?
Yeah.
So if like the first letter is C, you still only push like one or whatever. And then like the next one, it's like…
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Okay, damn. That's something… The young generation is going to have no idea about, huh?
Yeah, they're going to be clueless. Like, what? My phone comes with a full keyboard.
Moving on to a more serious topic.
Okay.
So, we've all cheated in school.
Uh-huh.
But has anyone ever been cheated on in a relationship?
Not that I know of.
Hell yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
Speak about it. Talk about it. Who is he? Who we got to kill?
Yeah. Who we got to beat up?
All right.
It's okay because he's a nobody, but…
You know Mr. Nobody!
No, but this happened when… this was before I came to Korea. So this was like 2009, 10-ish.
Damn.
And we were dating. And then I decided to come to Korea to pursue my dreams. And first he was like, don't go. Like, I want you here. And I was like, no, I'm gonna go. And then he was like, we'll make this work. He was like, we'll make this work. Don't worry. And I was like, okay. And then I come here. And then, you know, like… 3 months later, I found out that he was cheating on me.
Three months later? That it, you made it like 90 days, bro.
We were dating for like a year and a half, like almost 2 years. And then…
Before you came to Korea? Oh, okay.
And then I came to Korea and then we were like, oh my God, we're going to make this happen. Like we were both like, you know, very hopeful. And…
Little did you know.
Yeah. And then he started getting weird. And then he started like… avoiding my calls. And then this was when I first came to Korea, so I had no friends. It was my first training experience, so I was like having a hard time adjusting, and I was very lonely, and I was very like sad all the time. So he
Besides
was the only
the
one
training
that
part. It sounds pretty similar.
What do you mean?
No, I'm just kidding.
What? So you know, I really needed someone to depend on, and then my friend told me that she saw him with another girl.
Oh,
and then,
where, what were they doing?
I think they were like bowling or something.
They
were like
bowling.
And then I confronted him, and he was like, oh no, she's just a little 동생, like a little like friend. Like,
but was it
girl.
One-on-one though, or was it in a group?
It was like with a lot of people, right? But then I was like, oh, like who is she? And he was like, oh, don't worry about it, blah blah blah. And then I don't remember all the details because I'm the type of person that I forget bad memories because like I just don't want to hold on to them. And like even like people that I had a fight with or whatever, like I don't remember anything, like I don't remember details. So I don't remember exactly how I found out, but then I did. And then I remember just like crying for like months or like I don't know weeks, and I was just like and because like that was right after it was like our 2-year anniversary I think. And then while I was a trainee, I made him this like PowerPoint, like I made him like a video of like all the pictures of
you
like
made,
you know
wait. You made your boyfriend a PowerPoint?
Like, that's so romantic.
Kind of like a virtual letter,
kidding.
You know?
Yeah,
because
yeah,
like we couldn't meet. And then so I just like put together all the pictures and like, you know, like a letter. And then I was like, oh, you know, like I miss you, blah, blah, blah. And then like a little after that, he cheated on me. So I was like…
Or a little after that you found out that he cheated.
Yeah. I don't know exactly when it happened. But then I found out and then I got really disgusted. And then I was just like, don't talk to me. And then… I just did it like that. But then, like a year later, he emailed me because I didn't have a phone. We didn't have a phone. He was like, I'm so sorry. Like, I made a mistake. Like, you're the only one for me. Probably after he broke up with that girl.
But still,
wait,
he didn't
on.
Hit you
Is
up for a year?
Never mind.
No, you don't know him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's a nobody.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Damn, Mr. Nobody.
And nobody. He emailed me like a couple months ago too.
Damn.
Yeah.
How many years ago was that though?
This
That's 2009.
Like,
so that's 11 years ago.
Yeah.
He's still thinking about you. That's the thing with you cheating. Okay? You guys always come back. Always.
Yeah.
Hold on. Is this from experience?
Yeah. Oh, wait, not my I'm not the cheater.
Oh, no,
I'm not the cheater.
Yeah. You got cheated on?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
What is your experience?
My experience with cheaters and sometimes even like when you're the one holding on and then like they cut it off, they always hit you back up. Always. Every time.
So why did they cheat in the first place?
You know what I think it is?
Because they think they're not going to get caught.
I think it's like…
Oh, are you thinking about it now?
I think it's… I think how do you say 권태기 in English? Like when you get complacent with the relationship. Like when you
get
used
like comfortable.
To it. Yeah, when you get too comfortable and then like the fire kind of starts dying out a little bit on one side. Then I kind of think then like…
Like they want to be like all flustered and everything.
Okay,
again.
Okay, so
yeah,
then
yeah.
just
you know?
Break up.
But then it's like, oh, but then they don't want to let go of you because like they like what
selfish.
They have. But
yeah.
Then, so yeah.
So no one's here. No one here has been a cheater before.
No.
Would you guys say once a cheater, always a cheater?
I think so.
Yeah. Definitely.
There is a saying, and I feel like there's a reason for that saying. I also think it's kind of like a. Like a ejeongyeolpit kind of thing too. I don't know what that is in English.
What's ejeongyeolpit?
Like a lack of affection
kind
of thing, you know?
I think that's why girls cheat.
Lack of affection.
If you ever hear about like wives cheating on husbands or like girlfriends cheating on men, it's usually because the men doesn't give them too much enough attention or
right.
Affection.
You know, affection,
yeah,
whether
it
be emotional, mental,
too, but
sexual.
What?
Yeah.
Huh? I only heard the last word. What happened?
No, really though. Like,
yeah. No, for sure.
I heard a lot of stories like that.
No, because I heard that if you live with someone, your libido or I don't know how to pronounce it. Libido.
What is that?
It like goes down. Your like sex drive.
Oh.
It goes down.
Oh, when you actually live with that person.
Yeah. Like even when you're like dating, like I heard like after a while it goes down. So then… You know, if that goes down, it's like there's going to be less fireworks and stuff in a relationship.
Yeah, definitely.
And then I think… What do you think about living with like your significant other before getting…
Oh no, married? I have to.
You have to?
Yeah.
You have to live
really?
With them?
Yeah.
Oh, to see like what it'd be like after you got married?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
And you didn't live with that person at least like 3 months.
Three months is okay.
Like 6 months.
It's like a 3 month free trial.
Yeah.
And you're like, all right, I think we could do this, but for now, get out of my house until we get married. All right.
Yeah, I think I have to.
Okay, I think I could try out like the free 3 month trial thing.
I don't know about living like every day. I think I would like come over and spend the night like 3 days out of the week. But more than that, I feel like the fire would kind of just like… Because I've had like a really long relationship before where I saw her every day. And then like we both ran out of to say, to do.
Yeah.
And all we would do is just watch movies and then like sleep.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyways.
Oh.
Yeah, let's not get more into that. Hey.
Okay.
So here's another thing.
Yeah.
All right.
Hurry,
say one of your cool homies, right?
Yeah.
One of your cool friends, like super best friend.
Right.
You tie it with their girlfriend, you tie it with their boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Like you hung out with them a gang of times.
Yeah.
But you see your homie's girlfriend or boyfriend cheating. You catch them red-handed. Boom. Like they're on the spot. Do you tell your man? Do you tell your girl?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I think
you wouldn't?
I think it depends on the friend.
What do you mean?
Like if they're like not good to like bad news, you know?
Uh-huh.
It's like I can't be straight up like, yo, I saw them cheating. It's like you gotta like…
Warm up to it just a little bit.
Like give little hints. Be like, so how's your relationship these days?
And how long are you gonna let that go on for?
Oh, not too long. But if they're like okay, you know? Like I don't want them to like become like… a whole depressed state and stuff.
How would you warm up to it?
I have no idea. But I just like…
That's more suspicious. Like, hey, how are things going with your boyfriend? Everything's good. He's home. Like, he's good to you.
You
like,
sure
you
about
sure
that?
He's home. Like,
he's working hard.
Are you
like,
sure?
Like, how would you do that?
Like, you know, maybe download one of those relationship tracker things.
Yeah, you need GPS on your…
No, but yeah, I don't know. But it's like… Because I know some people that are just like… So bad at… Receiving like bad news, it's just like I'd have to like think about like how to break it to them, you know.
What would they say like if you told them like, "Hey, I saw your girl and she was like doing the nasty with that." You know what I mean? Like, what would she say?
Well, who say?
Like your friend? How would they react?
Like the bad people?
Yeah, the people who like taking the news bad.
Right? Yeah, it's like they like cut themselves off from the world.
Oh,
what?
Yeah. It's like after like you can't get in contact with them or anything. Like I've gone to my friend's house and like they haven't even come out. I'm like, yo, like you need to like talk about it and like.
What would you guys suggest to someone who's trying to get over like cheating, a cheating significant other? I say go hit the club. Hey, plenty of fish out there. The first place you can check is at the club.
What would I say? Well, I think they need their time to grieve, right? A little bit. They need a little bit of time to grieve and then meet new people.
Mm.
It doesn't have to be like go out and like try to find a new significant other.
True.
Just hang out and then I'm sure there'll be a spark somewhere, you know?
Be with company.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then naturally, you know, they'll find another.
True that. Yeah. I feel like staying stationary in one spot is going to kill you more if you're going through something like that.
You're just going to keep thinking about it.
Yeah. So if anyone out there is going through a bad person… go hit the club.
Oh, okay.
Be around the club. People.
All right. Lots of people in the club.
What about this one?
Mm.
How can you tell… If someone's cheating. Like well, what would be the red flags? Yeah, what were the red flags?
I mean like…
lagging on the responses?
Yeah, like first of all their responses become kind of like…
Shady.
Yeah, shady. You can tell. I mean if you've known someone for a long time and if you've dated them for a long time… I think you can see the red flags.
Oh, like they act different.
Yeah, they act different. Right. And you know, like girls have that choke. Like they have that…
Yeah, girls, you guys got some crazy intuition.
Yeah, we got some good ones. So, we know right away.
I say that because my mom's got crazy intuition.
My mom too.
Yeah, mom's intuition is crazy.
I don't know about mom.
My cheating experience was kind of like… It didn't like… I had to like find out. Mm-hmm. She just straight up told me.
She told you?
Yeah, it was one of those like… I hit her up. She was at the club. I heard loud… noises like in the background. I was like, yo, can you like not be there and be here? We need to talk. He's like, nah. No, and that week I got like I got intuition too. She followed a new guy that week too on Instagram, right? I was like, oh hell no. This better not be that guy. And then it ended up being that guy. Uh-huh. And that night she was at the club. I called her like literally like 500 times. And then the next day, woke up. I didn't get a call back until 7 p.m. I was like, the f*** going on? She was like, I don't remember. I was like, is it do you… Yeah. And then found out… I feel like… She cheated that night.
So then did you break up with her right away?
No. That…
What?
I was like… No, not him. Not him. No. Come back to me. Like I was… I like hella like… You know… Because I was still crazy about her.
Oh.
But she was like… But damn, he treats me so good. I was like… She just started following him a week ago. And then like… Yeah… That… It depends on like… Where your feelings are in the relationship. I say if you can… Cut him off. Like real quick. But if you can't… You're going to be in pain for a little while. That's what I went through. I was in pain, bro. I like… Man… You guys ever watch those Korean dramas… Where like some dude is just like in the bathroom floor… Drinking his soju and… Yeah, That was me.
That was you.
I was sad. I was sad boy vibes. Like
at the club though? You were…
No, I couldn't go to the club. I couldn't. Oh, see, if you're really
trainee,
sad…
You're a trainee, right?
Yeah. No, I went to the club a lot as a trainee.
Oh, what?
But I just didn't go out with like my significant others too much. But like club wise, like my label was more like, yeah, hit the club. Like go like know how to play so you could like show that on stage too.
Oh.
Wait, yeah. So how long did you date for after you found out she was cheating?
8 months.
Wait, but then you were 8 months after you found out she cheated?
No. She cheated the 8th month.
Okay, so how long did you stay with her after you found out?
She didn't want me after she cheated on me.
Oh, she was like, bye.
So I was like, yo, can you stay with me, please? And she was like, nah, the other guy treats me good too. I was like, the one you just f***ing met a week ago? And then through Instagram. And then like, she was like, yeah. I was like, can you just not and like come back to me? And she was like, let me think about it. And then like for like a couple of weeks, I was like… Sad as and then like I don't know, it kind of just hit me like she just cheated on me. But like I said before, they always come back. I don't even think they lasted that long.
Accept her when she came back?
Hell no.
Okay, good job. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so we talked about red flags.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You guys ever see any… Do you guys ever like… Get paranoid about like… Who your girl or who your man is texting… Or like who they be DMing… Or like who they be following and whatnot?
Well, did you guys get paranoid after…
I always be paranoid like the first couple months of the relationship. Mm, because like that's when like I'm just starting to like make her… Get into me, you know? Mm, so like… Uh-huh. She probably had a gang of dudes like slide up in her DM before me. So
right.
That's kind of… I always feel like that's like the term where it's like… I'm still a potential option. Mm-hmm. Like we're together. It's going good. But it's still like… I wouldn't give her shit if she left and then like found another dude within the first like 3 months.
Mm.
For me personally.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, like how I found out that… Well, the first red flag for me was when that guy was cheating on me. Was he started following this new girl. Mm. This was Facebook though. This was like Facebook. So Facebook was like… He became friends with her. And then I checked her Facebook page out. And I was like, oh, like I've never seen her before. But then she kind of looked like me. And we had like similar features. And when our friends saw them together… even my friend said to me like… Dude, I saw him with the girl and she looked exactly like you. And like she dresses like you and like she like has… Like her birthday was similar to mine and everything.
But what?
Like that's when I was like, what? No.
You know
no.
What? Maybe she was like a stalker of him. Crazy like Netflix series is something like she's a stalker and she wanted him. So then
she like purposely…
Yeah. Dressed like you and everything. But then you went… I don't know what happened with
like
her.
Like she just like found her chance like…
Yeah, she's like…
I'm gonna be the new Ashley.
Yeah.
She's just like slid
in. Ashley's out of his life now. It's my turn. But…
What's her name? Oh, never mind. That's
not
disclosed.
Yeah, I don't even want to say her name. Like… No.
Okay.
Anyways, but you know how Instagram, they had for a time, they showed you like who the people you're following started following and what they liked, the posts they liked, and they got rid of it?
Yeah.
Why did they get rid of that?
Probably because of like privacy reasons, but I don't know. Maybe the creator or like the upper heads in Instagram, maybe there's a bunch of little cheaters.
No, but
cheaters, huh?
I think it's better that they got rid of it because that makes you obsessed. Like it just keeps you like checking. So
yeah.
I think it's better you don't have it.
How paranoid are you?
No, I'm really not. But it's just like I just
I'm really not. I'm just stalking, you know, 24/7. I'm not paranoid.
No, just sometimes scroll down, you know.
I don't think I ever looked at that.
Yeah.
Tab.
Really? Ever?
Yeah.
Are you not? You don't seem like the jealous type, though.
No, but I'm like kind of similar with you. Like the first like 3 months, maybe.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. But then like after that, I'm just like, oh, you know, whatever happens, happens. Like if they cheat, I'll just break up, whatever.
Damn. Do you like hurt? Do you like? I feel like you're very like. Do you like? If that, oh, but you've
do
never been. Have you been?
Like, do I bleed?
Have you ever been cheated on?
Not that I know.
Not that you know. Okay,
not
okay,
that I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you haven't had that type of hurt yet.
Yeah, yet.
Have you ever gone through like a really bad heartbreak?
No. I'm still friends with all my exes.
Oh.
Yeah.
So.
That's really hard to do. But like some people it's easier. Some people… You might be one of those people.
Yeah.
It's easy.
Yeah.
But then you told me about your ex-girlfriend that like kept talking to other dudes and like kept meeting up with other dudes. So what is it?
Yeah,
what is
like… But it was like… I don't know. It's like… She just said it was friends. So I was like, all right, it's a friend. All right, it's open. She knows, whatever. Like, I was just like, whatever.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Oh, no, go ahead,
Because for me, it's like, if you don't trust your significant other, then the relationship's just like a time bomb, you know?
That's bound to explode.
So I'm like, all right, it's like, while I'm dating, I might as well just trust her. And it's like, if I have like actual proof or like someone like gives me actual proof she's cheating, it's like, all right, then just break up with them.
Mm.
But then it's like, while you're dating, you know, it's like after that, like first 3 months or whatever.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's like, oh, like my oppa like wants to get dinner with like me. Like, can I go have dinner? I say, yeah, it's okay. All right, go get dinner.
True. Cool. I think I'm like that too. I'm cool about that kind of stuff. Now, my question is, do you guys think there's ever a situation or a time or any circumstance where cheating is okay?
No.
Cheating is
okay. I think if it's emotional, it's a little bit understandable. Like if I got cheated on and like it was because she fell out of love with me and fell in love with someone else again, I'd be heartbroken. But I think like that's like understandable.
Well then just break up and then date.
Yeah, that would be like the ending of that. But
yeah. I mean, yeah. I don't think… No, even this, I don't think they should cheat though, you know? It's just like if you fell out of love, then all right. I don't like you anymore. Break up.
True.
And then go into a new relationship.
There's some instances though I've heard that they fall in love and fall out of love at the same time. So it's like because of another person that they found like matches more to them.
Yeah. So then don't like cheat, you know. But just be like, you know, I think I'm losing interest. It's like…
What if…
But actually… this is actually… Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
What if like you ever watch those movies where like… She's with the new man, and like the new man is the character, and the old man is like the side character, and like the new man like makes her feel all good and like fluttery, and then they kiss while she's still in a relationship. But that's like the deciding factor of like, oh, I'm this guy.
Right.
Would that be okay for the other guy?
No, because you shouldn't even have put yourself in that situation in the first place. Why would you give that person a chance for him to like kiss you or whatever?
He's fucking amazing. Like he's the best guy ever, and you're.
Well, if you're so in love with the other person, you shouldn't even feel like that in the first place. If you're so in love with someone already, and someone like amazing comes along, so you say, and like he's like so handsome, or and he's like perfect, you wouldn't even have interest in that person if you're already in love.
What if he's just
have
like
you been in love?
Fucking amazing.
Well, how would you know he's fucking amazing?
You just like can tell.
Well, I have a question then. What is like what's cheating? Like what's like the what do you call it?
Well, like physically, it's like obviously when you like you know, hold hands or kiss. And
like, you know how like he said like… what? Hold hands. You just held my hand.
Cheater.
Yeah, cheater. Your left hand, I knew it. Yeah. I was like, you know, it's like you said, like someone like comes along and like whatever. But it's like in the beginning, you know, you're not really like… You might not be into that person, but later. So it's like, from what point is it actually cheating? Like, would you consider it?
I think emotionally, it's like when you keep thinking about this new person instead of like your boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Something like exciting happens or like you want to tell this person about your day. Like you think about this person first instead of your boyfriend. That's when it's like, what am I doing?
Right.
I'm cheating.
That's exactly what I was talking about though. Yeah. There's a lot of cases like that.
Yeah. Would you actually consider it like cheating if it's only emotional cheating though, but then they don't really like pursue or like do anything with the significant other?
Well, I mean, it all depends. I feel like when emotion's gone, you have to talk about it first and then like kind of like spark it back. Try to at least spark it back up. Mm-hmm. And like if that doesn't work a couple times and someone else comes in, then it's like shit was never gonna work anyways.
No, I think you could still consider it cheating if you're talking like every single day from like the moment you wake up to the moment you sleep.
Yeah, talking?
I do that with a lot of my friends though.
If it's talking, for
I mean, like,
me,
but talking, like, but like flirting too, like.
Like what kind of flirting?
Yeah,
like
what
are you saying?
What's flirting? I don't know what flirting is, Ashley.
Like, I'm trying to see you tonight. Yeah. Like emojis, like do you know
yeah,
what
like
emojis,
emojis
I'm talking
like
about?
Like hearts and like you know,
eggplant
like,
emojis,
yeah. eggplant,
and the water
and the
splash,
peach,
like,
splash, and like the tongue.
Oh hell no! If I see that, that's an automatic no. No, you out. Alright guys, now that we've gone through some of the parameters of cheating, we're going to give some advice to some people who have submitted a couple letters, prompts.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and read this prompt. My F26, it's in parentheses, I don't know what that means. My F26 boyfriend, M22.
Oh, female 26 years old and male 28.
Oh, my 26-year-old boyfriend.
No, I am female 26.
I'm a 26-year-old female and I have a boyfriend that is 28.
Male. Danielle, take it away.
Okay.
Take it away.
But wait, why is that even important
yeah, just,
though?
Just,
yeah,
just
my
skip
boyfriend
it.
Is visiting another girl's island a lot in Animal Crossing. Is this cheating?
What are you doing playing Animal Crossing at 28 years old?
Oh, wait, there's more. Like every… Oh, so there, he's visiting a girl's island every day. Mm. And I customized a nice hat for him, but I've never seen him wearing it. But I noticed he had a new hat today and he said it's one of his friends that made it for him.
What?
It's that… Oh, hell no. I'd be mad. All right, even though this is a game, this Animal Crossing game is pretty hyped up these days, huh?
Yeah.
Wait, doesn't this hype like spark for like a good month and it's like died right away though? No, it's still going strong.
No, it's still going.
Oh, really?
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So keep in mind, the boyfriend isn't visiting another girl's house or nothing. She on an island. That's…
Wait, do you know how Animal Crossing works?
Hell no.
Well, I've never played it either.
Me neither.
But from what I know, it's like you make your own island pretty much.
Oh.
Yeah.
In the game.
So everyone has an island.
Yeah, everyone has their own island.
Okay.
That is their house pretty much.
Oh. Okay.
And then like I heard like you pretty much make your own island. You like design it however you want. You can like make your own clothes and like outfits and stuff like that too. You like have to like garden every day. You have to pick stars or something like that.
Wait, just
like,
a question. In Animal Crossing, if you visit another person's island, can you converse with that person? Like you can chat with that person? Oh, hell no. That's another…
Wait, like actually talk
different.
Or is it like set
like
dialogue?
Chatting.
Like you can only… Oh, you can type. Oh, okay.
Can you like make… or is there like the microphones and like you can like…
Yeah,
no,
can you like just chatting?
No verbal connection. Okay.
Just chatting.
All right, all right.
Whew. Keep going. Like, knock, knock.
I mean, damn. She… I mean… Visiting another girl's island a lot. A lot. I don't know, bro. That's kind of messed up, bro. He had another girl's island.
Well, I have a question though.
What?
Because of this, it made me think… It's like… What if they're like… what do you call it? Like virtual cheating, but not physically. Is that still cheating?
Remember, because did you like, do you remember Black that Mirror? One Black Mirror
yeah,
episode?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of.
When they go into the game and
did you see Black Mirror?
That was some creepy. I remember that.
Yeah,
they were like doing it in the like game and whatnot.
Yeah,
I remember that. Can you do that in Animal Crossing?
No.
No.
I'm gonna download that. I'm gonna buy myself a Switch right now.
Yeah. I mean, that almost got weird, right?
It was like, I know why it was number one game now.
Damn, that's some crazy.
Oh, but yeah, like, would you consider like this sort of cheating, like cheating?
Has he ever?
Like, no. What if this girl is from like the other side of the world?
He don't even know the girl in person.
I mean, I don't know.
I don't know. This is too vague.
Yeah.
Is it possible, though, to meet a girl that you don't know personally?
Yes.
How?
Oh.
So either he posted his ID on a form or she did.
Or they know each other.
Either way, they want something from each other.
Like visiting a lot, like I wouldn't mind. But then just the fact that like I made him a nice hat, like I took my sweet time to make a nice hat for him and he doesn't wear it, but he just wore someone else's hat, like that would piss me off.
Hold on, how long does it take to make a hat in Animal Crossing? That's confusing. All right, decent amount of time. So it does take a decent amount of time to make a hat in this game of Animal Crossing. Wait, why is it called Animal Crossing if you're building islands? Sorry, my
animal villagers live on
so other animals can cross into it.
Yeah.
All right.
Ask
sure.
who made that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And tell us
who's that
to be
friend?
Specific. Real
details.
Specific. Yeah. Okay. Is it a girl? You deserve to know that much if a girl made it. And then if it's a yes, you deserve to give him for not wearing yours and wearing hers.
I don't think this is cheating yet, but I think it could develop into cheating potentially.
Agreed.
Okay. So, be careful, but don't, like…
Don't be on his
ass. Yeah. But be careful.
Like, be on his ass.
Tread lightly.
Don't be on his ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tread lightly.
Tread lightly.
Yeah.
You know, be like… so, what are you doing on Animal Crossing these days?
Yeah.
Nice hat. Where'd you get?
I don't think it's cheating.
No, but it's like… You know, because it could be this, and then all of a sudden, it could be like, oh, you want to visit my island in real life? You know, it could turn into that.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, what do you mean by your island? It's like my house. You know, it could turn into that.
You could come to my real island.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I'll show you how to decorate a hat in real life.
Oh. That's what it could turn into. So stay.
I don't think we should be giving advice out to you.
No, I feel like this is excellent advice.
But anyway, I don't think it's cheating yet, but it could potentially turn into cheating, I guess, somehow. So just tread lightly for now.
Tread lightly.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. All right.
All right. So before we wrap this up, we talked a lot about being cheated on.
Right.
Cheating in school. What would you guys say to the cheaters?
To the cheaters. Dang, I don't know. I've never been cheated on. That I know.
I have something to say.
Yeah.
What?
You always lose. That's a losing game. You always lose. You always end up wanting to come back and you always think about it and you'll always regret it. You always lose.
Mm.
Cheaters always lose.
Cheaters always lose.
Yeah.
Unless it's school.
Unless you're school. Those are some wins right there. Yeah, you know what I mean? Take my advice. The Scantron thing is A1.
Mm. Yeah, okay.
Well, I want to say something to the people who are in relationship with a cheater. Maybe because they think they love this person so much and they want to like forgive them.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, like that person. Like, just cut that. Beep. Cut that stupid person out of your life because it's so freaking toxic for you and you're not going to get anything good out of it no matter how much you think you love this person.
Mm-hmm.
No. If that person isn't giving you back the love that you deserve and like you're being so good to that person, just cut it off before it's too late because then it's going to be too hurtful at the end. So just don't put yourself… Like, love yourself, girl or boy. Don't stop doing that to yourself.
Agreed.
It's toxic.
And what about to the hater?
Huh?
What about to the hater?
To hater.
Yeah, the cheater.
The cheater?
That's a hater too.
I don't want to say anything because they're going to get what they deserve in the end. So, just
you're going to get what you deserve.
Mm-hmm. All right, that was today's episode of Get Real.
We talked
about cheaters. I hope our advice was a little bit helpful. We talked about gang today, but if you're going through some cheating,
Yeah.
Watched the episode if you're going through pain. If you wish to stay updated on this show, IG and Twitter at The Dive Studios and full episodes on youtube.com/divepods. Once again, subscribe to review this podcast. And thank you everyone for listening. And goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
5-star reviews only. Peace.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.